Arbitrage Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Online Arbitrage Podcast. In this episode, I want to ask you one simple question. What are your repricing goals for 2023? Could one of them be making more profit this year? We'd imagine that statement alone covers your 2023 goals, making more profit. Whilst it is a goal, what little goals are going to get you there? Every business wants to make more profit year on year, but it won't happen without a few goals that, if achieved, might add up to just that. Breaking down some practices that have worked before, others you may never have tried, or ones that didn't pay off in the past but might with a new environment or mindset will at least give you some direction. New Year's resolutions are an excellent reason to have a new start though. You should consider new goals or just any you have throughout the year. So what are your repricing goals for 2023? If you haven't broken down how you want your pricing results to look yet, some of these just might be what you're looking for. So use more repricing strategies. Profit Protector Pro offers users a diverse selection of ready-to-use strategies, giving users a big advantage over almost every other repricer on the market. There is definitely no rival when it comes to the AI strategy range. Whilst it sounds intimidating to have to choose from such a range as they are pre-programmed, it is far, far preferable to having to design rules. Plus, there is a straightforward guide for each that explains how they weigh up sales and profit focus to really simplify the decision. It can be all too easy to get complacent though and settle on one or two strategies. Setting a default and applying it to every listing is maybe made rather too easy, and given that all the strategies will aim for profit and sales in some way, you'll still get results. The more balanced strategies tend to fill the default option and are often the go-to when sellers start selling a new listing to test the water, which is probably the sensible route. Don't get stuck using the same comfortable strategies for too long. Different horses for different courses, as they say. Every ASIN is unique, and while if you are picking the AI strategies, it will adapt to the behavior of other sellers, meaning it almost doesn't matter which one you choose, some will require a more or less aggressive tendency, and they won't always stay that way. Use the tools you have and mix it up when you do. The AI works best if given at least a few days to learn a listing, but once it does, it can quickly adapt if you want it to get a little more or less aggressive. If you want more action or a little extra patience from PPP, then just tell it with a switch of a strategy. A shift doesn't need to be major for you to notice how it acts, but it will alter the results you get. The default option is really designed for you to select a strategy you are comfortable with when first listing a product, so you are consistent with your overall business strategy. That doesn't mean you have to choose it for every one, and you definitely don't need to stick with it. Make 2023 the year you take a little more risk and gain the reward. And when we say risk, we mean it in relative terms. The number one reason to use Profit Protector Pro is that it drastically limits risk, so risk in our terms is very low. Yes, the range of strategies is appealing, as are the additional tools that make repricing simple to do, and we offer the biggest bang for your buck amongst Amazon repricers. That there is very low risk of getting caught in races to the bottom, losing profit as competitors tank prices or prices go up and rules set up in other reprices are too slow to react, makes the peace of mind it offers invaluable. That peace of mind means having a tinker and trying new strategies that you might not have considered before is not a risk. It's offering more opportunity for a rewarding 2023. Another goal might be to get more hands-off in your business. This is what we all strive for. We might not actually do it, but we would all love to have the option to work a little less on our businesses if you are lucky you love yours too much to leave it be for too long. However, it's what you do with the time you might gain when you do get more hands-off that counts. If you want to put your feet up and watch more Netflix, go for it. Want more time on the golf course? It's your time. Do what feels best. Maybe you just want to spend more time on other parts of the operation. Whatever your poison, there are ways to create more time, even if you already use Profit Protector Pro. The most important part of online arbitrage is going to be what you sell your goods for. Yes, many might argue that sourcing well in the first place takes the top spot, but none of that matters if you aren't in control of your pricing. If you are already using Profit Protector Pro, then you'll be very well versed on what AI can do. All the people who suddenly think it's going to rule the world are way behind. What we are seeing artificial intelligence do now is going to change a lot of things for a lot of people once it is harnessed, but we've been using it in Profit Protector Pro for ages to solve a lot of OA problems. It is the biggest reason users get to be more hands-off in their Amazon business. In fact, they are almost totally hands-off from their pricing if they are using Profit Protector Pro as we intended it to be used. The algorithmic strategies make this part of businesses extremely passive, at least if you allow the AI to do what it is designed to do. Selling on Amazon can be an impatient experience. Sellers, and a lot of the time, their repricers want to sell now. Okay, all sellers want to sell now. Not all want to sell at all costs, though. This is where AI really steps up to the plate in repricing. That most repricers use rule-based principles means they are limited to what a user is allowed to tell them to do. There can be a lot of complicated if this then that scenario is programmed in to try and make a rule cover plenty of circumstances, but they are not able to make intuitive decisions. The kind of decisions you or we might make if reading a pricing situation. That lack of intelligent thinking makes it very one or at two times two-dimensional. The world isn't 2D though, it's very 3D, 4D if you believe some people. As a result, the amount of managing and monitoring that is required to adjust to non-linear changes on listings means either users need to spend more time in their repricer than they should, or opportunities are missed. Don't get us wrong, it still requires significantly less time than manually repricing to make sales, but maximizing the profit on those sales is going to be a challenge. The AI in Profit Protector Pro is working with, well, intelligence. It's not just following instructions it has been given on the listing, it will adapt to real-time changes in a much more intuitive manner. Instead of just following the price down, even in an aggressive setup, it will read how other sellers are reacting and make a considered move. A more business-like, human response than rules-based repricing are capable of. Once users have seen how effective it is at avoiding the race to the bottom and preserving profit, as well as still achieving sales through the buy box and without, there is little turning back. The time they are saving or reclaiming is invaluable to the business, their social lives, or just more TV time. If one of your repricing goals for 2023 isn't to spend less time on it, then it needs to be. Profit Protector Pro and its AI makes this a reality. Another goal you might have is to get creative with your inventory pricing. The algorithmic strategies are wide-ranging and are creative in themselves. As we've explained, they act independently of restrictive rules, so have an element of creativity in the way in which they act. Leaving the AI to it is going to be the best path for virtually every scenario. If you have followed this mantra throughout your Profit Protector Pro journey, then you'll likely be pretty happy. In 2023, there's going to be some excellent opportunities that the AI will be able to take advantage of that non-AI repricers just can't. You may find yourself in more situations that you want to see out too. Custom strategies and automations are features designed for exactly this kind of scenario. We know that AI will act in your interest on its own. However, if you want to have a tinker, then this is how. You can build automations and custom strategies. The principles are similar to the processes most rule-based repricing tools use, so those that have migrated from one will find it somewhat familiar. More control doesn't always mean more control. So there is a simple wizard to ensure you aren't creating any gaps that could result in some unintended results. In fact, there are several options to utilize the AI-powered strategies to enhance a strategy that you build. You can get really creative with custom strategies for those tricky listings. Given every listing is unique, which is fundamentally where rule-based strategies aren't flexible enough for many, there may be occasions that building something specifically for one is a positive move. With both this and the automations feature, a kind of custom strategies light, all the ones you build will be saved so can be reused or tweaked in the future. It is quick to create either, but having a little catalogue for future use might be a powerful goal for 2023. A custom strategy will simply appear on the strategies list for any listing, and the automations you create are easy to turn on or off for any of your inventory. Automating an ace into switch strategy for a couple of days or have it change when a condition on a listing has changed could just provide a welcome sales boost. The AI is awesome, but a little creativity could bring a few difficult listings back to life this year. Use your time wisely is another goal. If you're using Profit Protector Pro, you are already saving a lot of time. That much is obvious. Are you using its time-saving features to their very max, though? The AI and the algorithms it oversees do pretty much everything for you. Once you have your inventory locked and loaded, you do get a handful of tools with Profit Protector Pro that will make life even easier and likely improve your profit prospects too. Repricing before you even buy a product will completely change your process. So the Profit Protector Pro Chrome extension and BuyBot Pro integration have helped to remove an entire time-consuming and potentially costly step in the online arbitrage process. Whether you manually fulfill yourselves or use Amazon Fulfillment Network, setting your repricing might have to wait until the stock hits Seller Central if you don't use one of these features. That will mean there will be a window of time that your stock is active and not being repriced. This could be costly for sales and profit, even if it's just for an hour or two. Using the Profit Protector Pro Chrome extension or integration, you can reprice any listing at any time. You don't even need to be purchasing stock for an ASIN to set up your repricing strategy for it. Enter how you would reprice any product you analyze with either feature and to be locked in for when or if it hits your Amazon inventory. The whole repricing step has been replaced by either one of these two features. If you aren't using them to set up your repricing, then 2023 needs to be the year that you do. In addition, Profit Protector Pro's app, the first dedicated repricing app by the way, does a similar job when reviewing your repricing, or at least you can react quickly when you need to make a change. Some sellers check in every day with PPP to assess how their repricing is working. Some might only log in monthly, and even then only if the mood suits. The fact is that when you do, it requires some dedicated time at the desk, kitchen table, or on the settee to do it effectively. If you have the app on your phone, then you can reprice anywhere. Find a pocket of time in your day or week that is dead time. It could be waiting for the bus or train between appointments, waiting for the kids at the end of the school day. That is your repricing time. Those dedicated blocks of time you think you should do it should be used for other tasks. Time isn't always your friend, so be wise with it when you can. The app and the two features you can access when in an Amazon listing are genuine enablers. Gaining back time and probably profit doesn't get a lot simpler, really. So, how is that for repricing goals in 2023? Or do you have your own repricing goals for 2023? If you haven't thought about it, now is the time to do so. Hopefully you set these goals and go out to achieve them and more. I wish you all the best of successes. Thank you for listening. Take care and catch you next time. The Online Arbitrage Podcast.